All right, we're back with the Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We've got another approximate 1 hour of fine modern mainstream jazz to bring you, and we're going to continue to highlight the live recordings of Count Basie in various venues, jazz clubs, and concerts across the United States and across the world. As a matter of fact, we've done a lot of recordings, studio recordings by the Basie Band, but we haven't explored a lot of the live recordings. So now we're going to turn to an album called Count Basie and His Orchestra Live 1958 and 1959 on the Status label. And this was cut at a ballroom in Santa Monica, California in November of 1959. And it's a little item that was put together by the great alto sax man and arranger Benny Carter called Chestnut Street Rumble.
Thank you.
Count Basie and his orchestra live from the Aragon Ballroom, Santa Monica, California, November of 59. That was a little thing called Chestnut Street Rumble, written by that great alto sax man and band leader, arranger, composer, Benny Carter.
Well, we're going to stay in the Basie groove. We got a group here next, 9 out of 10 of which are Basie alumni. And the group's headed up by tenor sax artist Paul Quinichet, the vice prez. And it's from a United Artists LP entitled Like Who. In addition to Paul on tenor sax, we'll hear from no fewer than 4 trumpets, Harry Edison, Snooky Young, Dick Vance, and Shad Collins. And then we'll also hear from Al Gray on trombone, the only non-Basie alum, Nat Pierce on piano, Freddie Green on guitar, Eddie Jones on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. It's a tune Paul Quinichet wrote, and he imaginatively titled it PQ. I'm gonna go to bed. PQ, a tune written by Paul Cornichet and featuring Paul there on tenor sax, along with four trumpets, Harry Edison, Snooky Young, Dick Vance, Shad Collins, and Al Gray. We heard from Nat Pierce on piano, Freddie Green on guitar, Eddie Jones on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. That was from an LP entitled Like You on the United Artists label, 1959.
Going to continue to spotlight the live recordings of the Count Basie Orchestra. And now we find the Count on the West Coast at the Crescent Club in either June or July of 1958. This is a kind of probably a pirate CD. It's on a Swedish label, Fantastic. And I don't suppose the Count got through many gigs without playing Jumping at the Woodside, which everybody identified the Count with. And so let's listen to this old chestnut run through at the Crescent Club in California in July of 58, Jumping at the Woodside.
Thank you.
at all. How many times Count Basie played that particular composition, Jumping at the Roadside, co-written by Count himself. But they never swung it any harder than that, in my estimation. That was Al Gray there on that fine trombone solo, and our ears tell us that that's Foster on tenor sax. Jumping at the Woodside, cut at the Crescent Club in L.A., somewhere between June and July of 58.
Well, we'll calm things down a little bit next with a selection featuring Miles Davis along with Cannonball Adderley. This is a LP they made for the Blue Note label entitled Something Else. It features Cannonball on alto sax, Miles on trumpet, Hank Jones on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Art Blakey on drums. And they're going to do Cole Porter standard Love for Sale. Thank you. And that was Cole Porter's Love for Sale, featuring Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, Miles Davis on trumpet, Hank Jones on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Art Blakey on drums. That was from a Blue Note LP released in 1958 entitled Something Else.
Here's another track. Actually, it's Volume 2 of Count on the Coast on the Fantastic label. We're going to play another track of the Count and his band at the Crescent Club in L.A. in either June or July of 1958. And about this time, everybody and his brother was playing a Lullaby of Birdland written by pianist George Shearing. So the Count took a stab at it, and it sounded pretty good. Let's listen to the Count doing Lullaby of Birdland. Thank you. was George Shearing's classic composition, Lullaby of Berlin, done by the Count Basie Orchestra in either June or July of 1958 at the Crescent Club in L.A., and that was from a fantastic CD cut in Sweden, of course, just recorded live right in the club. Some more sampling of the great Count Basie band in live recordings.
Well, next we'll hear from Sonny Stitt. Sonny's going to be wielding his Eldosax on this track. It's from a Verve LP entitled Personal Appearance. And in addition to Sonny, we'll hear from Bobby Timmons on piano, Edgar Willis on bass, and Kenny Dennis on drums. And they're going to do another Cole Porter tune. This time it's Easy to Love.
Thank you.
And that was Easy to Love with Sonny Stitt on alto sax, Bobby Timmons on piano, Edgar Willis on bass, and Kenny Dennis on drums. That was from a Verve LP released in 1957 entitled Personal Appearance.
In January of 66, Frank Sinatra had a gig at the Sands in Vegas, and the warm-up band before Sinatra came out to sing was the Count Basie Orchestra. And so we're going to play a track from the recording of that particular concert that Basie played prior to Sinatra coming on the stage. And this is the Neil Hefti classic, Whirly Bird.
Thank you.
is the Count Basie Band very live at the Sands in Las Vegas in January of 1966, doing one of Count's favorite arrangers' compositions, Whirly Bird, and some fine tenor sax there by Lockjaw Davis, and a fantastic drum solo at the end there by Sonny Payne.
Well, my last couple of selections featured artists on the alto saxophone, and we're going to follow through on that with this one. This time it's somebody that's rarely heard on alto. It's Zoot Sims. And this is on a JWR record label entitled Zoot. JWR, I think, stands for Jazz Wax Records, and it's a reissue label. The original was on the Argo label in 1956. And it features Zoot on alto sax, Johnny Williams on piano, Gus Johnson on drums, and Nobby Tota on bass. Now, if you've never heard of Nobby Tota, I didn't either. I did a little research, and it turns out his given name is Nabil, N-A-B-I-L. He was born in Palestine in 1930. His last name is spelled T-O-T-A-H. And it turns out he did work with Eddie Condon for a while, also Bobby Hackett, Gene Krupa, and Shelly Mann. And they're going to do a tune written by another bassist, Oscar Pettiford, and it's entitled Bohemia After Dark. Thank you. was Bohemia After Dark, a tune written by Oscar Pettiford and featuring Zoot Sims on alto sax, Johnny Williams on piano, Nobby Tota on bass, and Gus Johnson on drums.
Better part of the last 2 hours, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Carnes. We want to remind you, we are here every Sunday night for approximately 2 hours. So we hope you'll join us again next Sunday night and every Sunday night. We really enjoy the sounds here in the studio, and we hope you enjoyed it out there in Radio Land. We're going to close out the show with the Count Basie Band live at the Newport Jazz Festival in 1957, cut on the Verve label. Let's listen to the Count's version of his old standby, his theme song, written by the Count, 1 O'Clock Jump.